Good morning. These are your local headlines from the San Diego Union-Tribune. I'm David Clary, and today is Thursday, October 19th. For students in San Diego County and across California, performance on annual state standardized tests improved marginally in math and remained largely unchanged in English language arts compared to last year, spring test results released Wednesday show. But both locally and statewide, standardized test scores and absenteeism rates have yet to recover to pre-pandemic levels. San Diego is planning a crackdown on vehicles left parked on the street for more than 72 hours, which for years has been the number one complaint of residents. San Diego officials say they struggle to enforce the rule because some people simply move their vehicle a short distance to avoid a ticket. The new rule would require people to move their vehicle much farther away. The California Department of Justice will join a key law enforcement task force in San Diego that targets the smuggling and distribution of fentanyl, State Attorney General Rob Bonta announced Wednesday. Bonta said the department will add expertise in sophisticated investigations and surveillance techniques to the multi-agency fentanyl abatement and suppression team, known as FAST. You can find more news online at sandiegouniontribune.com. Thanks for listening.